Finally, let's discuss the Youth Volunteer Social Media Waiver. Again, this waiver can prevent many headaches if used in your onboarding process. Now, a few things to highlight. Openness and transparency, it's paramount when working with kids and their parents. Communications from a high school youth worker to a fourth grade student through Instagram chat may not seem like a big deal. Yet, this issue is filled with potential problems and hidden landmines. The list of potential negative scenarios, as vast as the human heart is wicked. Consider yourself as a parent. Personally, I do want a godly high school kid to be like a positive resource for my struggling sixth grade son. I want mentorship and friendship to happen. And in the 21st century world, this is probably going to include some form of various like electronic communication. We have had several negative issues come to light, and I'm glad that we had something like this in place. Gratefully, the issues we encountered were pretty minor in light of what could have happened. However, we as a staff had now a safe fallback position. We had a signed waiver, both by the youth, volunteer, and their parents, stating for a protocol for exactly how digital communication with kids should take place in children's ministry. Now again, I think of this as the black hat and the white hat. The waiver itself becomes the black hat or the bad guy, and I can point to that waiver as the bad guy and allow the waiver to bring the bad news that their actions will now prevent them from continuing to serve with us in this ministry. Now the issue of digital communication is only gonna get harder and harder. When it comes to youth workers and working with kids, it's just gonna get harder. I want to provide a healthy pathway for volunteers, for building, and for figuring this thing out. It just needs parameters. Now we must gain approval from parents. Hey, listen, we must gain parent approval. Their children, for them to receive communication digitally like this, we need their approval. Some families may not be ready to have their child texting. Each family is totally different. We need to allow families to feel the freedom to choose how this will go for their family. Again, the waiver comes out of a reaction and a reactive position that we found ourselves in as leaders. Leaning into my experience, I'm letting you know you can create something that will allow you to be proactive and not reactive. Now, please print off the social media waiver and consider creating one that would serve the needs of your ministry.